Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, Episode 50. What the f***? Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, practical triathlon advice for everyday athletes. And this is just the way the podcast started 2 weeks ago. Doug and I were sitting here, actually having a beer as we were recording, reflecting on and celebrating Ironman 70.3 2 weeks ago. Look at what's happened in 2 weeks since then. The world has completely changed almost overnight. And I've been pretty quiet lately because it's taken me a fair while to process it. Initially, there's just what the hell's going on? The confusion and the impossibility of what it actually was. I was angry at times. I was really, I had plans this year. There were things going on. And I'm not too proud to admit it. I've had some real periods of despair as well for my kids, for people around the world, for the economic and social cost of what's going on right now. And to be honest, I'm sure I haven't processed it all yet. I still am. And it's almost like there's... You hear about the grief cycle. People go through a number of stages, and I think everyone's going to go through that at some stage. But one of the things that really helped me deal with that and perhaps give me a bit of perspective was gratitude. And just looking, stepping back and getting out of my head and looking around at all of that, about how grateful I am for living in New Zealand. And this is a country where I can look out my window and I see amazing green hills, sky, trails on my doorstep. We've got, in a country this size, so much space between people. Some of the distancing is actually pretty easy to achieve for us versus the huge cities around the world. New Zealand is a really big food producing country, which obviously to us here, that's got some really big long-term benefits. And we've also got a government who cares very deeply about people. So look, here in New Zealand, I know we're going to get through this. We still probably can't comprehend what's to come, the change, the cost in lives, everything else, but we will get through this. And after a bit of time really processing and dealing with all of that, it became obvious, really, that we can't think and plan ahead at the moment. So we have to focus on what's important right now, staying present. You know, those race skills that we've talked about in the past. Things to me that are important right now are my family. Here at home, in our house, our kids in particular, because this, we've read history. Some people have lived through big things before in the world, but our kids, this is just mind-blowing. They've never known such a thing to happen. Our parents, who may or may not be close to us, making sure that they're looked after and got what they need. The people that we've got really close connections with, that's both us as a triathlon community, the people who know each other, train together, support each other, as well as those physically close to us, our immediate neighbours. And then there's also the people who are going to be hit hardest at all by this. The people whose jobs are more at risk, who have lower incomes. What are the ways that we can help them? So my challenge to you is to think about what you can do right now in all of those situations. We've got some good routines going at home with our family. Got Skype connections with parents to be able to see and talk often. We've got from our training group, we've got a really good Facebook group. We're going to be doing lots together. Our neighbours are banding together. And we're going to be, as a neighbourhood, collecting some things up that we don't need right now, but other people would really value. Clothes, a bit of food, puzzles for kids to keep them entertained, all sorts of things. So please, right now, it's about the people. Let's make sure we're taking care of people first and foremost. Now, a part of taking care of people is actually health. And there's two sides to that. There is the mental health. as much as triathlon coaching is sometimes amateur psychology, that's not my area of expertise. But what I do know is that exercise is really important for mental health for a lot of us. There is obviously the physical side of that as well, that exercise is part of our lives. It's something that we have done week in, week out for many, many years, a lot of us. Now, that exercise is going to be so important for mental and physical health, but to me, it's really important right now that we're not full-on hard-out training that might expose the immune system, and that we're not doing stupid things like extreme mountain biking that may require medical intervention. Okay, we just cannot put that onus on the system that's going to be overloaded. So what can we do? So this is where we're going for the squad. We are going to really focus heavily on foundations and skills. And to be honest, that's something we don't do enough of the rest of the year, because it's not necessarily the fun stuff. It's not the sexy stuff. It doesn't get the endorphins flowing that much. But we have an opportunity now to really do those skills to make us better athletes out the other end. This is going to give us real structure and purpose in what we're doing. There's no point in just doing 20 minutes easy run, just spin easy on the trainer. Everyone's going to get bored of that very quickly and no benefit. So here's what we're going to do as a squad. We're not swimming at the moment. What we can do is some real simple strength work for swimming and reinforcing movement patterns. Simple, takes very little time, but really effective. On the bike, we're going to be having sessions that are designed for the trainer and that really focus heavily on pedaling skills, a range of intensity and cadences, but not huge, hard out, killing yourself kind of efforts. Running, we're going to do some running that focuses on both fun, adventure up there outside in the hills where we can, because that's so good for the soul, but also opportunity for frequency of running, skills and drills, movement patterns. And then there's general strength work, core muscle activation. We've got actually for our training, for our both physical and mental health right now, such a fantastic opportunity. So what we're going to do, we're going to lay down amazing foundations for when we come out the other side. We are going to be better athletes for this. We're going to remain healthy with a good dose of exercise, but not really big volumes or a lot of really hard training. We're going to stay connected with the team. We live in such a connected online world. We can do this really easily through our Facebook groups, videos, all sorts of things. And the other big opportunity here is to use this training and exercise time to escape from the compulsive watching of news media about what's happening around the world. Okay, it is so, so valuable to have that time out where you can just switch off from the world. So details are coming out to the team today. For anyone else out there who's not part of the team, there's an opportunity to join us. Keep an eye on the Mr. Smith's Coaching Facebook page, and it will be on my website, mrsmiths.co.nz. Mr. is mrsmiths.co.nz. That'll be details will be up there tomorrow. We'd really welcome others to come and join us. Okay, Kia Kaha New Zealand, together we will get through this.